Mandatory evacuations are in effect for southern and eastern Virginia, as well as the Carolina coastline. The governor of Georgia has now declared a state of emergency as well after seeing the latest forecasts. We're joined live now by Dennis Feltkin, meteorologist with the National Hurricane Center. Dennis, welcome back. What is the latest trajectory for the hurricane? What does it look like now?
Well, Florence is moving along at a steady pace to the northwest, and we think that will continue through today, tomorrow, but then beginning bending back to the west and maybe even the southwest as we get into late Thursday and on into Friday and on into Saturday and then turning west into Sunday and on into Monday. You get the picture here.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be slowing down and meandering along the coastline for a day, day and a half before it even goes inland, and then it's just going to hang itself around the southeast and just rain and rain and rain.
That is not a good situation with it hanging around so long. Explain what happens in those circumstances.
Well, you remember Harvey back last year. We had Harvey go inland as a Category 4 hurricane, and it stayed inland for a little bit as a tropical storm, and it just kept raining. Historic rainfall amounts, 30, 40 inches, very common. There were some rain gauges that were more than 60 inches. And in this scenario right now along the Carolina coastline, we're calling for 20 to 30 inches of rain over portions of the South Carolina coastline with isolated amounts of 40 inches. But it's not just a coastal event. This heavy rainfall of 10 to 15 inches will spread inland, and including cities like Raleigh, Charlotte, maybe as far as Asheville, and even as far south as Columbia, South Carolina. We're looking at a possibly historic rainfall event here.
Now, if the storm does shift southward, what does that mean for our area? We've been saying that we could feel some remnants next week with heavy rain. Is that still the case for the D.C. region?
Well, the farther it shifts to the south, the less chance that the D.C. area would see overly excessive rainfall. But even as it stands right now, we're looking for 2 to 4 inches close to, if not on, the D.C. metro area. A little shift to the north of the track would bring the heavier rain into the D.C. area. So D.C. is certainly not off the hook at all as far as any tropical storm force gusts or heavy rainfall is concerned.
Now, Dennis, at one point there had been concern that the storm might intensify just prior to making landfall. Is there still a concern that it could become a Category 5 storm?
Well, the difference between a Category 4 and a Category 5 is really 1 mile per hour. That's just a matter of semantics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Category 4 now, a low-end Category 4 at 130 miles per hour. We do expect it to strengthen. But then as it gets closer to the coastline, thanks to a little bit of upwelling and the way the coastline is shaped, it actually will start to weaken slowly as it nears the coastline. But that doesn't mean it is not going to be a major hurricane. It will be a major hurricane as it gets to the coast on Friday.
Of course, everybody knows that there is a great deal of science and research behind this path of the hurricane, but it does seem that the predictions can be hard to make at this point. Why is that?
Well, what's happening is that the models are picking up that the environment that's surrounding the hurricane is going to be coming in balance. Hurricanes don't move by themselves. They're steered around by the weather pattern that surround them. And right now it's got a pretty good alley around a high-pressure system. But the ridge to the north, the high-pressure system, is going to build, and that's going to force the storm to go to the west. And by the time it gets inland, it's like, okay, now where do I go? And the weather pattern around it is, well, it's in balance, so it's just going to sit there. And unfortunately, it's the wrong place to sit. It's not like the storm's in the middle of the ocean and sitting there and, like, who cares? But here, when it's over land with millions and millions of people being impacted, it's a new ballgame.
Very quickly, what looks like ground zero right now? What area will it likely hit hardest first?
Well, we expect tropical storm force, bands of tropical storm force winds to actually reach the Outer Banks and the coast of North Carolina as soon as tomorrow morning. And those bands will be spreading inland across the Carolinas coastline and South Carolina coastline as well, and even clipping Virginia. So as we get through the day tomorrow, weather's going to go downhill very quickly. So anybody in that area needs to get their plants taken care of today.
All right, Dennis, we'll check back with you. Thanks so much. Great information. We appreciate it.
All right.
Dennis Feltkin of the National Hurricane Center.